Hey, you freezing back there in Cincinnati, ma'am, or is the weather better?
Well, it's snowing, but it's not freezing.
There you go. Okay. We actually had a touch of snow out here now, but it's gone.
Well, we've got pretty snow falling right now. I have H. pylori, according to a test called GI MAP, and I've had a number of common factors that are found to occur with H. pylori for a number of years, and it's never showed up on a gastric biopsy for 5 years or more. But it did show up on this stool test. And I read that H. pylori can be kind of scattered throughout the body.
Afraid so.
So do you think that's why it never showed up on these biopsies, but finally showed up on a stool test?
Possibly so, ma'am, but there's another thing. One never biopsies the entire stomach lining. You can't do that, rip out a person's entire stomach lining. You just take a little pinch from here or maybe a little pinch from over there. And that H. pylori does not inhabit the whole stomach lining when it's inhabiting the stomach for everybody. Some people just have it over here, and it keeps drilling and drilling, and it gives them a stomach ulcer. But their whole stomach lining isn't ulcerated, is it? And other people, it's over there. So just because it wasn't there in a biopsy just means that it wasn't there where it was biopsied. That's all. It still could be in the stomach. However, it also could be in the nose. It's been found to cause nasal polyps. And Japanese researchers have found it in arterial plaque. So you're quite right. It can be all over the body. Now, here's what you want to think about. If you have found H. pylori, then there is a systemic treatment that is helpful. In fact, there are two of them, and they both go along the same lines. One, researchers at the University of Pennsylvania found that a low nickel diet, and all you have to do is put University of Pennsylvania low nickel diet into your search engine. You'll find it. I've done that a number of times because I can't remember where it is, so I keep putting that in the search engine. And that inhibits the growth of H. pylori because H. pylori really likes nickel. It helps it to make a product that's very important to H. pylori. Now, the other thing, ma'am, is you might be thinking of finding a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. There's a doctor named Terry Chappell who's up in Bluffton, Ohio, which is a little ways from Cincinnati, but that man knows his stuff. Bluffton, Ohio, northwestern Ohio. And there may be somebody closer to you, too, because there's a product out there that initially was put together because it got rid of psoriasis. So it's called Psoricide, P-S-O-R-I-Z-I-D-E, P-S-O-R-I-Z-I-D-E. It got rid of psoriasis, but now, just in the last couple, 3 years, it's been found that psoriasis is an autoimmune reaction to H. pylori in the body. And so how it was getting rid of psoriasis is by getting rid of H. pylori. But you're going to need a natural medicine doctor to help you work on this one because it is possible to use too much nickel. And oddly enough, the product contains a form of nickel that basically makes the H. pylori choke and die. I'm not kidding. It's in simple English instead of fancy biochemical language, but that's what it does because H. pylori loves nickel, but it doesn't know that this kind of nickel is going to get it, you see. So anyway, a lot of things one can do about H. pylori. No low nickel diet. Check with a natural medicine doctor about the use of this psoricide stuff. There you are.
Well, I also read that mastic gum has been used to kill H. pylori.
Yes, but not systemically, ma'am. It can kill it in the stomach, okay? But nickel is an element. You probably know that, which means it's going to go throughout the body wherever the body takes minerals. It's a mineral element. Mastic gum is not, for example, going to get to arterial black plaque or to nasal polyps, but the psoricide will.
Okay. Well, but if you don't have nasal polyps and you're not sure it's an arterial plaque thing, couldn't you just try the mastic gum?
Oh, of course you could, and see if your test clears up. And if you get lucky and all the H. pylori are still living in some place in the stomach where it wasn't biopsied, then the test should get better, shouldn't it? So, yeah, that's a worthwhile first try. What I was getting at is just the systemic effect, but you're quite correct. You can try a local effect first. Oh, by the way, the mineral bismuth. You've ever heard of Pepto-Bismol? Well,
yes.
it's been around since 1918. The mineral bismuth in Pepto-Bismol kills H. pylori.
Right. I saw that there's some natural products that contain that and are used to treat H. pylori. Okay. Okay. Well, if you do take mastic gum, do you know if you need to take that between meals or with food?
Ma'am, if you surround anything that you're trying to get to an H. pylori with food, then it's not going to be as effective as getting to it. So especially if it's in the stomach, you really want to be taking any treatments, including natural ones, on an empty stomach so it can get to that H. pylori easier if you're going for H. pylori in the stomach.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.